This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, we are back live now into the fourth hour in 5-6 minutes. David Knight is coming up. I want to thank Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center for joining us earlier. Now I'm going to go ahead and take a few final calls here. But there is a new article up on Infowars.com. This news came out a day ago. David Knight covered it on the nightly news, but it was just buried in a headline that the private Federal Reserve employees and the Federal Reserve is endorsing Hillary and giving her the union money. Well, the real angle there is the Federal Reserve gave zero to Trump and gave money to Hillary and Cruz. Here's the headline, Infowars.com. Federal Reserve funds Hillary and Cruz, but not Trump. Again, Federal Reserve funds Hillary and Cruz, but not Trump. Fed gives $18,000 to Clinton, $2,000 to Cruz, and zero to Trump, which is why everybody that supports Ron Paul should not support Donald Trump. No, you should support Donald Trump. The elite have now hit total, pull their hair out, run around like chickens with their heads cut off. This is so obvious. Max in India, I didn't see that, I'd have gone to you earlier. Max in the great subcontinent, you're on the air.
Hi, hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hi, it's great to talk to you. It's great to talk to you, Alex. I've been listening to you for many years, and I'm listening to you right now. And I've been planning what I was going to tell you when I finally, you know, got on the phone with you, but I know that there's going to be other callers, and you're going to leave in 4 or 5 minutes before David Knight comes on, so I'm going to cut to the chase, right?
Sure.
So the thing is, look, you know what, we are in the middle of a spiritual battle, right, between good and evil. And I kind of gave up on all this stuff many years ago, and I studied the research of many, many great people, you know, Dr. Stanley Monteith, and he was one of few people who understood that this was a spiritual battle, not just, you know, economical or political or whatever. But the main guy who I studied and who I learned just about everything from was G. Edward Griffin. And he's been on your program a few times, and he's not been on for a few years now. So this is what I basically want to talk to you about. You know, I'm not going to spend time...
Yeah, I like getting G. Edward Griffin on. He's a good guy and a friend. He's kind of retired, so you got to twist his arm to get him on. Let's get G. Edward Griffin on this week or next week. Absolutely. The Creature from Jekyll Island, a great guy. We should definitely get him on the broadcast. What do you think about people all over the world waking up to globalism? For me, it's just corporate colonialism and corporate exploitation blaming free market capitalism when really it's a form of monopoly. So India kicked out the colonialist. You know, when will America kick out the globalist, Max?
No. Listen. We got the same problem here that you guys have over there. And listen, I can't go on.
Oh, I know they. I know globalists came back. I mean, I know they came back, but it's just another form of the same thing.
Well, it's the same political control. We have the false right and the false left. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. But my point is, you know what? In a way, it's a false left right paradigm, but in a way, it's not. There is a real right versus left. It's individualism versus collectivism, and that's the key. You see, the point is, we are in the middle of an ideological war here. The guys who are opposing us, the only way to beat them is to defeat them ideologically, because all they got going for them is ideology. That's it. On the practical level,
that's it. It's an info war. It is ideology, and that's why they want to shut our speech down worldwide, from Europe to India to the United States. God bless you. I appreciate your call, and that's why I'm so opposed to Islam. I've had Arab friends, Muslim friends. Islam has had periods in its time when it was actually less barbaric than Europe. That's just a fact. It did have a couple hundred year period where it was a force for good. But radical Islam has basically taken Islam over, just like radical left has taken the Democrats over. And it's a global program. And radical left is working with the megabanks and radical jihadists to bully everybody's free speech. And I'm not putting up with it. And we're going to defend Christianity. We're going to defend everybody else's religion. I mean, you talk about India, with what the Muslims do over there, bullying the Hindus and others. It's just out of control. And they try to brand it as racist that Trump is against radical Muslims coming in. India doesn't want them. Japan won't let them in. Not one Muslim's let into Japan for a reason. They're not putting up with it. Because Islam doesn't put up with other people's freedoms anymore. It's a tyranny. Hey, David Knight's coming up. I'm sure he'll take your calls. Michael, Dave, David Blake, and others. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. I'll be on Facebook mentions after that at about 9, 10 with the primary.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, March 15th, 2016. Of course, today we'll begin the winner-take-all primaries. We have five primaries today. They are going to be winner-take-most, if not winner-take-all. The only one that's truly proportional is North Carolina. And, of course, actually, should say there are six contests. One of them has already taken place, and that is in the Northern Mariana Islands. Donald Trump won 73% of the vote there. He got all nine delegates, and it looks like it's going to be that type of night tonight as well. The only state that appears to be, according to the early polls, the only state that appears to be in play, assuming that the ballots aren't going to be stuffed, and we'll talk about that, the only state that appears to be legitimately in play is Ohio. Now, they've made a big deal about the fact that this is Kasich's comeback, because it's not so much that Kasich is going up in the polls, but it's that Rubio is crashing and burning big time. If we were to look at this as a sporting contest, as I mentioned last night, this is kind of like the Final Four. You know, I'm from North Carolina. We always heard about the Final Four, March Madness, the NCAA tournament. Imagine if you had four teams in the Final Four, and only one of them even had a winning record. Okay, that's what we've got tonight. Okay, 27 states, territories so far. Kasich is 0-27, and we're supposed to take him seriously as a contender, okay? Even if he wins tonight in Ohio and loses the rest of these, he'll have a record of 1 win, 31 losses. 1 win and 31 losses. Only in the game of politics is that something that people can hold up with a straight face and say, well, we're going to continue to soldier on. Of course, when he was back in New Hampshire, remember, he invested a great deal of time in New Hampshire. Unlike Chris Christie, who spent a lot of time there and did not do well, he said, all right, no, this isn't the time for me. Kasich just kept going. And he had said to everybody, if I don't pull it out here with all the time and money that I've spent here in New Hampshire, it's over, folks. Well, it wasn't over for him. And now he thinks that you're going to see if he wins Ohio tonight, because he only has to win narrowly to get all the delegates, you are going to see all the ticker tape parades down Wall Street for him, through Fox News for him. They're going to be rolling out the red carpet there. You're going to see Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes blowing the trumpets alongside the red carpet for him. Let's take a look at these other guys, okay? You got Rubio, 3-24 record, okay? Plus, he won District of Columbia. Of course, he would win the District of Columbia, all the statists, okay? Rubio is going to have to do major ballot stuffing and all kinds of games in Florida just to save enough face so that he doesn't have a career-ending embarrassment. That's what he's got in front of him. Is he going to be so embarrassed? That's the question tonight. Is Rubio going to be so embarrassed? Is he going to get a third or fourth place finish in Florida so that that's essentially the end of his career? The guy has, it's not a height issue, it's a stature issue, and he's lost his stature. Then you've got Ted Cruz. Now, here's the real contender, we're told. Okay, he's got a win-loss record of 8-18. Okay, 8-18. Now, what's going to happen after tonight? Let's look at the delegate counts, because it's not just the, up to this point, the delegates have been awarded proportionally. Some of them will still be awarded proportionally after tonight to some degree. And, of course, even when the delegates were awarded proportionally in South Carolina, Donald Trump got all 50 delegates in South Carolina. They awarded them. It was a winner-take-all by each congressional district. And Donald Trump won all of the delegates in South Carolina. And, of course, that could happen tonight. The states that we really need to look at are going to be Illinois and Missouri. Those will really determine which path we are on. Tonight is a fork in the road. And the question is, do we move down the road where the voters have a say? Or are we going to take the fork in the road where the establishment changes the rules, where the establishment picks the winner? That's really what we're looking at tonight. Because tonight, depending on how this goes, Donald Trump could sock it away or put himself so far out in front that it is essentially mathematically impossible for the other guys to catch him. Let me explain how this works tonight. For example, if John Kasich were to win Ohio tonight and get the 60 or so delegates that are there, all right, he would still need, after tonight, because he's going to lose these other states, and that's going to be 358 delegates. That's one-third of the delegates needed to win the GOP nomination are going to be awarded tonight. And he's only going to get one state of those, about 60 delegates or so. He would need to get, John Kasich would need to get 106% of the delegates moving forward in order to legitimately win the nomination. Of course, he's not looking to legitimately win the nomination. He's looking for people like Mitt Romney to coronate him at a crooked convention. You know, I talked about the sports analogy. You know, what if we had a Final Four, only one team has a winning record, and they say, yeah, but you know what? All these games up to this point, they don't count, you know, just like little kids do. That's what my son said. This is like what the little kids do. Okay, all right, it doesn't matter. We're going to wipe out all these other contests and everything, and only this last one, we're going to have a sudden-death contest, sudden-death overtime. That's what the convention that they want will be. Sudden death overtime, and the league, which doesn't like this winning team, and the referees are going to conspire together to throw the flags, to change the rules, to make sure that somebody they pick wins. That's what we're looking at moving forward from here if this doesn't work out tonight, if this is a crash and burn. But nobody expects that to happen unless there's massive fraud. And there's evidence that there is a lot of fraud in Florida. What a surprise. What a surprise that there would be fraud in Florida in the Republicans. Let's look at the situation tonight. As 538 points out, if Trump were to win Florida, Illinois, Missouri, and Ohio, moving forward, he would only need to pick up 44% of the remaining delegates. That's a really low bar. What if he loses Ohio but wins these other states, wins Florida, Illinois, Missouri? He would still only need 50%. What if, well, and we're not even looking at Ted Cruz winning any states. He might get some delegates tonight from North Carolina. But if he doesn't win any delegates tonight, then of course that's not going to be the case, but just we don't know how that's going to be split in North Carolina. But he would need, moving forward, Ted Cruz needs 83% of the delegates remaining to win. Do you see how this is looking? Do you see how ridiculous it is that the establishment continues to push this idea that they're going to, that we really got a contest still going on here? We got a contest because of things like this. We got reports, Gateway Pundit, this is on Drudge Report, Trump left off of some Florida ballots. They left him off the ballots. Alex Jones talked about that earlier in the show. We've got other places in Florida that ran out of the ballots. I guess they had a lot of pre-stuffing going on, and so they've run out of ballots in Apopka, Florida. Several Orange County locations, they've run out of Republican ballots. That tells you two things, folks. It tells you that being Florida, the first thing I would expect is that there's fraud going on, but we know that there has been record voting going on everywhere. Because of who? Donald Trump. It's not going on because of John Kasich. It's not going on because of Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz. The record voting is because of Donald Trump. And we're seeing massive movement of people moving from independent and from Democrat to voting in these primaries when they're allowed to. That's why the only places that Ted Cruz has won are the closed caucuses, where only people who have registered in advance as Republicans are allowed to vote, and he's allowed to go in and work his magic like he did in Iowa, telling people that Ben Carson was going to be dropping out. That's the kind of candidate that Ted Cruz is. Also, I thought this was very interesting. We see Trump breaking 50% for the first time in national polls. Remember, Karl Rove started this meme back in November. And he said, okay, fine. Trump is in first place, but he only gets 30%, 40% everywhere you go. He's got a ceiling of 30 to 40%. It's like, well, you know, the problem with that, Carl, and I've mentioned this many times, is that by the same logic, the candidates that you support, like Ted Cruz, have a ceiling of 20%. Okay? They don't ever say that. The assumption is that all these candidates are going to coalesce behind one of the establishment's favorites. That hasn't happened. It isn't going to happen. People understand what is going on. There is a massive move. People understand, as Pat Caddell points out, the American people figured out they're being screwed. They're being screwed by the establishment. They're being screwed by these trade deals. And here's one way to look at this. The establishment knows who the outsider is. Look at the story that Kit Daniels just put up on InfoWars.com. The Federal Reserve funds Hillary and Cruz, but not Trump. Now, these are donations from Federal Reserve employees. Federal Reserve employees have given $18,000 to Hillary Clinton, $2,000 to Ted Cruz, which is the most they've given to any Republican candidate, and not a cent to Donald Trump. And that's coming from Federal Election Commission data. Donald Trump had pointed out back in February, he says, it's very important to audit the Fed. It's too bad that Ted Cruz missed the vote on audit the Fed. Look, the Federal Reserve employees understand that Ted Cruz is no threat to their future employment. It is going to be business as usual with the Federal Reserve. It will be business as usual with the IRS, with the rest of the bureaucracy, if Ted Cruz is getting in there, notwithstanding all of the speeches that he's made. Look, there were articles in the National Review back in December criticizing Ted Cruz for repeating the phrase neocon, labeling all these people as neocons. And you know what? The very people that he was labeling as neocons in December are now his inner circle of advisors on foreign policy. They said, you're calling us warmongers. Yeah, they were. People like John Bolton and others. You're calling us warmongers, and you're using this phrase, neocon. It's a pejorative. It's a dog whistle to your base. That's precisely the point. That's what Ted Cruz does. He does the data mining. He throws out the dog whistles. He climbs over the back of his colleagues to show himself as an outsider when he's the ultimate insider. He now has these people as his supporters, as his campaign donations. The Jebs and the Bushes are pulling in behind Ted Cruz. Davis will be right back.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're just talking about the fork in the road tonight. This is a major decision tonight, whether or not we are going to go down a crooked path to a rigged convention or whether or not the votes of the American people are really going to count. What is this election about? I think we can get a perspective on this sometimes by looking outside of ourselves. Let's take a look at this Brexit debate, the will Britain exit the EU? And, of course, this entered into the American news simply because there was a back and forth between Boris Johnson, the mayor of London, and Barack Obama. Basically, then Boris Johnson told Obama to butt out of their internal politics. And he had some interesting things to say. He said, of all the exorbitant hypocrisy for the U.S. to urge Britain to stay in the EU, given that the U.S. defends its own sovereignty with hysterical vigilance. I wish we did. We're about to do that. If we get Trump in as president, we're going to defend our own sovereignty with hysterical vigilance. And I would point out that extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, okay? Moderation in pursuit of justice is no virtue either. Now, he points out, he said, with NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which is put in this article here that's out of Britain, they put it as the North Atlantic Free Trade Agreement. No, it's the North American Free Trade Agreement, which comprises U.S., Canada, and Mexico. He says it doesn't come with a commission, a parliament, or a court of justice, he pointed out. Well, not yet. Not yet. That's why we talk about the North American Union. And we need to understand that when we look at these trade agreements, when we look at all these agreements, and we look at what the situation is in Europe, the EU does have a commission, a parliament, a court of justice. That is the problem. See, that started out as an economic union. What they did then was they made it into a political union. And they want to make it into a tighter political union because they have rigged the system to fail using the economic levers that they were given by that economic union. Do you understand how this works? That's the process. They create these trade areas, consolidation. They consolidate several countries together into an economic union, which doesn't work out very well for the countries that were rich. It's a transfer of wealth. It's a transfer of sovereignty, ultimately, because they're going to rig the system so that as it fails, they say, as they're saying now in Europe, the only way that we're going to save the euro, the economic union, the only way we're going to save this euro is to have tighter political controls. That's why there's this move in Britain to say we're going to back out of this. And you have to understand, Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions, who looked at these new trade agreements that will unify the United States with a block of Asian countries, that will unify the United States with Europe, that is the globalist trade agreement, with the United States as the backbone with these two trade agreements. Both of these trade agreements have been negotiated at the same time by the same people in secret. They have the same structure. That structure sets up an international trade commission that is not answerable or controllable by our governments. It is an international commission that will manage our economies. We're not talking about free trade here. We're talking about foreign management of our economies by an unelected elite commission. That's what Senator Sessions has pointed out. The only person who cares about that is Donald Trump. That's why Senator Sessions endorsed Donald Trump, the only presidential candidate Senator Sessions has ever endorsed. That is a major reason to vote for Donald Trump. He is authentic on this issue. He's pushed on this issue for 35 years. I trust him on this issue. I don't trust him on individual liberty. I don't trust him on so many other things. But there are ways that we can control these issues. Not everything will be accomplished by electing somebody as president. You have to understand that. That's one of the reasons why evangelicals are not falling in line behind the public piety of Ted Cruz. First of all, most of them, like me, don't believe that it's authentic. Looks like a stench. But they also understand that's not the jurisdiction of government. Government has failed. We have tried that since the days of Reagan. And all it has done is make the Christian churches weaker. It has made a lot of glitterbug preachers very wealthy by positioning themselves into the political arena, but it has not done much for the spiritual health of this country. We understand it is a failed practice. And so when we look at this, when we look at this from an international standpoint, look at what's happening in Europe. Same people, same tactics. That's why they have the open borders. It's a different group of immigrants going in there to some degree. But it's the same globalists who are doing to Europe what they want to do to America. Europe is just a little bit farther along than we are. And then, of course, there's this article that was on Drudge Report today, unprecedented UN global data gathering. Yeah, the UN Statistical Commission wants to get all kinds of stuff to have targets in order to transform global society. This is the globalism that is there. When you look at what they're doing, they're feeding this agenda that we see here in the United States as well. Stay with us. We're going to come back and break this down for you further.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I want to talk to Owen in FEMA 7. He says he was at the Trump rally in Chicago this last weekend. I want to get his firsthand take on that. So hang on there, Owen. I'm going to come to you in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know that we do have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine back in stock. And, of course, there's been a lot of news in the last couple of days. The mainstream medical community has said what we've been saying for 20 years, that the essence of your health in terms of fighting cancer with your immune system is the health of your gut. That's what Dr. Group and InfoWars have been telling you for 20 years. Now they're admitting it. And, of course, in that article, the guy says, 5 years ago, I would have said, what, are you crazy? Because they were saying, hey, you're crazy, but we knew better, okay? So now the AMA and others have looked at research. They understand that. Now, Iodine, of course, helps your gut to promote optimal health. They've taken it out of the food supply, a large degree. We've talked about that. We've seen a drop in IQ points. We saw populations gain in IQ points when it was added back in salt in the 1990s. Let me read you some of the reviews that are on InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, this is a great place for you to look also and do your research. Here's Doug from Prince George, British Columbia. Says, nascent iodine was my first step back into healthy living. I'd lived very unhealthy for about 7 years, eating a lot of processed food because of convenience. What a great product to clean your system. Here's another one from Rob in Las Vegas, Nevada. He says, I cannot go without this. Every day I use it, I can notice a difference. When I don't take it, I feel sluggish. I have increased vitality, and I know it's helping to fight off all the toxins around me. Right now, nascent iodine is in stock. You can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. And also, make sure you never run out of stock. Sign up for the products that you use with AutoShip. That helps us to know what our demand is, to better manage inventory, and we like to make everything a win-win solution, so we give you a 10% discount when you set up on an auto ship interval there. You choose the interval that you want to have these products, which products you want sent to you, at what time intervals, and we give you a 10% discount. I mean, what could be better? You never run out of stock, and you always get a 10% discount. Now, I want to go to Owen and FEMA 7 to kind of give you a little bit of background here. There's a couple interesting articles that came out today about what happened this last Saturday in Chicago. Is it Saturday or Friday night? Anyway, a new poll shows that left-wing protesters drive people in the arms of Donald Trump. This is an article that's up on InfoWars.com. It's actually from Reason Magazine, and they're looking at a poll from Monmouth University. And the Reason writer says, it confirms something I've long suspected and have argued in previous articles, that the antics of left-wing agitators are driving ordinary people into the arms of Trump. And then we have this other article that's up on InfoWars.com. A Chicago cop posted after the fact. The anti-Trump mob was far more aggressive and destructive than reported. He says, if it seems like the media, imagine that, the media aren't broadcasting footage of the debris being thrown across various streets at the Trump fans. The officer who posted anonymously on Second City Cop blog also noted the media didn't report the protesters running through parking lots, breaking the windows of cars that had Trump stickers on them, or that the department called out emergency incident teams to cope with anti-Trump riots at the University of Illinois in Chicago. Later the same day, the officer posted a second, much longer post to detail the failures of the police leaders to plan for to respond to the protests. And, of course, you've got Ted Cruz jumping in with the rest of the establishment GOP saying, Trump is responsible. Let's blame Trump. You know, we had riots this last weekend as well, spring break riots in Miami's South Beach. Was that Donald Trump's fault, too? I'm sure if Ted Cruz, John Kasich, Marco Rubio, and Karl Rove knew about it, they would try to blame that on Donald Trump as well. I had people there. What was a possible justification for them to create a brawl, to climb on top of cars, to break bottles all over the place? They had to call out the riot police there. They said it wasn't a full-on riot. Nevertheless, it was chaos, reported by CBS News. And here's what a resident there said. This is Mara de Los Angeles, a Miami Beach resident, told CBS the spring break visitors were hordes of filthy barbarians. What was the reason for that? Is it just that they're spoiled college brats, or was it Donald Trump's fault? According to Ted Cruz, I'm sure it was Donald Trump's fault. Let's go to Owen and FEMA 7. Owen, you were there at the Chicago Trump rally?
Hey, David, nascent iodine user, and I want to clarify. Actually, I was at the St. Louis rally.
Oh, okay.
And I am actually the guy in the plaid shirt on the anti-Trump protesters go berserk video.
Oh, and okay.
I wanted to, first off, I wanted to say thank you for all the support on the video. And unfortunately, for the people that were asking who I am or where they can find me, I was blocked from Google Plus and YouTube here lately, so I haven't been able to comment or share my page or anything.
Well, there you go. That's the response of the mainstream. If they don't get the optics that they want, if they don't get the story that they want, they just shut it down. So they've blocked you from Google Plus.
Yes, and I haven't been able to do my live show, but I have been able to upload videos from my phone. But that's it. No comments or anything else. But I do think that the St. Louis rally actually illustrates what you were just talking about just as much, if not more. And the video that I'm in illustrates that when the guy who comes in and starts accusing me of being a racist he was inciting people to fight him all day long. We captured it in that video. He even says, put your hands on me. And then later that day, you've seen the headline on New York Daily News. He's on the front page, blooded, headline, blood is on Don's hands.
That's right. That's right.
Give me a break.
That's the way they spin it. Yeah. Yeah, how's that for one-sided reporting? It's absolutely amazing. You know, we were watching, somebody put up a stream, about a half-hour stream of what happened in Chicago, and I was sitting there watching it with my family. At one point, there was a black protester who got up on the dais behind the podium, and these guys are trying to get him off, and he's fighting them, and he's swinging, and then later on he's swinging at somebody else. And so, why doesn't, I said, why doesn't somebody just punch him? I mean, that's not my reaction to things. Anybody knows me knows I'm not a fighter like that. But I mean, it makes me angry. And I don't think that when Donald Trump reacts like that, looking at that, and it's not necessarily an incitement, it's a response to this kind of in-your-face provocation, this kind of bullying, and the fact that, won't somebody just get him out of here? I mean, just remove him by force. He's injected himself into a private rally. And that's the point at which he is no longer free speech. Now he is aggressively in your space with that. And that's the thing that people need to understand. These are private rallies. They come in there. One person will create a disturbance. They'll move that person out. And then the next person is sitting there. As soon as things start to calm down, they get up. They just want to shut down your speech.
Well, and I think that video not only illustrates that, but also the ignorance of most of the left supporters. And I think it's terribly ironic that every other candidate in the race, not just the Democratic candidate, but even the Republicans, are asking for Trump to ask his supporters to stop inciting violence, when it's clearly the Democratic supporters. They say it on record. And then how about this? They will accuse Donald Trump, or they will compare Donald Trump to Hitler, while they're funded by George Soros, a known Nazi collaborator.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, people see through this. People understand that this is just naked opportunism. This is nothing but political ambition that we've seen on the part of Ted Cruz doing this. This is as obnoxious as what he did to Ben Carson at the Iowa caucus, spreading lies that he knew full well were lies. And when that first information came out that they said they were basing the lies and the rumors that Ben Carson had dropped out, the person who tweeted that tweeted immediately. There was a pair of tweets. One of them said, and oh, by the way, he's made it clear he's not dropping out. And they did that 20 minutes before the caucus started. And then after the caucuses started, 20 minutes later, the Ted Cruz people start spreading that lie. And of course, Ted Cruz chose a campaign manager who was noted for being a dirty trickster. They continued to spread that lie for another half hour. And so when he does this, and we had this article up this weekend, Infowars.com. Thank you. And I'm going to move on. On Saturday, Ted Cruz lost support of prominent conservatives. And they talk about the fact that these other officers, I just read this Second City Cop blog comments from one Chicago cop going into more detail. But this came out right away on Saturday. And this was a John Cardillo, who is tweeting this out. He says, no, blocking ambulances, assaulting police officers are not protected by the First Amendment. And as they point out, anti-Trump protesters blocking ambulances, screaming at the emergency workers, F you, back up and go around. You know what? That is not free speech. Okay? That is not appropriate speech. But nobody, Ted doesn't condemn them. Instead, he condemns his political opponent, tries to throw him under the bus just as he has his Senate colleagues, okay? This is what made this kind of thing that he did to Ben Carson, what he's doing to Donald Trump with this Chicago rally, this is what made Ted Cruz the pariah of the Senate. He immediately began running for Senate. He immediately threw his colleagues under the bus at every opportunity to climb over their backs so that he could become president. That's why he's so resoundingly hated. And he's now showing this side to the American voters. But let's look at this report that Darren McBreen put together that shows how the media is spinning all of this.
The Democrats and the corporate-controlled mainstream media have joined forces with the establishment Republicans to form an alliance against what has become their common enemy, and that is Donald Trump, who is clearly the GOP frontrunner and is on target to win the Republican nomination. And that, my friends, has both the left and the right in a total panic mode. Look, we've all seen the demonization of Donald Trump by the national media. I mean, he was never accused of being a racist until he ran for president. Trump's bigotry and pandering to win the support of prejudiced voters, well, it's a myth. It's a slanderous character assassination, all too common with the politically correct left. And if they disagree with you, they play the race card. Most Americans, we've had enough. I mean, we're getting sick of it. And by now, I'm sure you've all seen the video of the protester at the Trump rally who got sucker punched in the face after disrupting Trump's speech and then flipping off the crowd as he was being escorted out of the building. 78-year-old John McGraw, there in the cowboy hat, well, he took a cheap shot at the protester, Rakeem Jones. And naturally, the mainstream news media is having a field day with this. I mean, they're making it sound as if it was Donald Trump himself who punched the guy. And we all know it was a cowardly thing to do. Maybe the old man was trying to play the knockout game. All right, that was a cheap shot, too. But, you know, the biggest and most vicious sucker punches are coming from the mainstream media, and they're landing on Donald Trump.
You know, it's something you never want to see happen, but again, it's not connected to the campaign whatsoever. It's just something that happened in the crowd by bystanders.
Yeah, I guess, Jeff, what some would say here, and let me ask you, some would say it is connected to the campaign, or maybe it's connected to the campaign in terms of the tone and the atmosphere that the candidate himself is creating.
And most of the time, when there is a disruption at a Trump rally, it is a setup. Remember the guy who showed up at a Trump rally who said we have a problem with Muslims in this country?
We have a problem in this country. It's called Muslims. We know our current president is one.
Well, that guy was a Democratic plant in Trump's audience. He's an operative, an agent provocateur, whatever you want to call him. He's not a real Trump supporter. He's notorious for showing up at tea parties wearing Nazi t-shirts, while at the same time contributing to left-wing blogs and anti-Tea Party websites. He's a fake. He's a fraud. And he was planted there in the audience to make the average Trump supporter look like a dumbass and a racist. I mean, the mainstream media played this exchange over and over again on television, but they never revealed to the public that the guy was a fraud, much like the time Jeb Bush sent one of his own staff members to a Trump rally to play the role of a female antagonist. It was quickly revealed by independent media that she was planted there to frame Donald Trump, but that didn't stop CNN from framing the narrative.
Did Mom ever stare at you like this, Donald? Just when Trump thought it was safe to go on to the next question.
If you become president, will a woman make the same as a man, and do I get to choose what I do with my body?
You're going to make the same if you do as good a job, and I happen to be pro-life.
So there's your stereotypical hit piece from CNN. They refused to tell their audience that the angry woman there at the Trump rally was working for Jeb Bush.
There you go. Oh, and guess who else is working for Jeb Bush? That's an excellent special report from Darren McBrain. That's an example of what we do in Nightly News. You can see the rest of that at our YouTube channel. And that has already had quite a few views as has been posted on social media. You need to go back and remember those kind of dirty tricks that Jeb Bush did with his staffer there. I'd almost forgotten about that. So much has happened in the election. That was really rigging it. But, of course, now Jeb Bush is going around meeting with Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, John Kasich, strategizing about how they can stop Trump because Jeb Bush is a mess. Okay? He can never get that, live that down. And he and his dad, when his dad did the thing across his neck, you know, the Bushes, the Bush crime family, wants to take down Donald Trump in the worst way. I want to go to one of our callers here, Bill in Pennsylvania. He said you want to talk about Ted Cruz. Go ahead, Ted. All right, go ahead.
Yeah. I'm beginning to think that Ted Cruz was a plant from the very beginning, so that when they say they're going to hold their nose and install Cruz in there, I think, again, with his connections with his wife to big corporate banking and stuff, that he's been a plant all along. And his logo, instead of trusted, should be mistrusted.
Yeah, and that's my concern. I agree. Yeah, I agree. Mistrusted, yeah. I have said that all along. I couldn't agree with you more. I was very disturbed. This is a guy who, when he was running for Senate, and everybody said, oh, wait a minute, his wife is a Goldman Sachs banker who was working on North American Union issues with the Council on Foreign Relations. He goes, oh, they're a pit of vipers. And just as I pointed out earlier, you know, he's throwing around the word neocon, and they're saying he's using that as a dog whistle. Absolutely, he's using that as a dog whistle. There's an article up on Drudge Report today talking about how he has his data people at South by Southwest talking about how they are data mining everything. They can determine precisely what the issues are that you want to hear and tell you precisely what you want to hear. And that's what Ted Cruz has been doing. He has been there from the very beginning. I agree with you. He has been the inside plant man to take the libertarian vote away, the oxygen in the room away from Rand Paul. I think Rand Paul was authentic on these issues. I do not think that Ted Cruz was authentic on these issues. One of the things that really concerns me, Bill, about this is what he's done portraying himself as a Christian. And I had completely missed what happened back in November until Drudge put this up on Monday about him going to this conference where this pastor, his name is Kevin Swanson. I didn't know anything about this guy. But he's essentially like these Westboro Baptist people, if you look at this clip. We're going to play this clip for you when we come back. It absolutely is astounding to me. And as a Christian, I want to disavow this. And I want to ask Ted Cruz, why would you not disavow Kevin Swanson? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
BrainForce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20 plus hours. Tell us what BrainForce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of BrainForce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it. Find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without BrainForce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took 2 more BrainForce, and came in.
You will find BrainForce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is our last segment. I'm going to try to get to as many callers as I can. We got too many to get to, but I want to go to David in Russia, who has been holding. Before I do, real quickly, I want to let you know about a special that I didn't mention earlier. 30 to 40% off InfoWars Select Storable Food. That's right. We've extended that sale. 30 to 40% off the retail price of all InfoWars Select Storable Food at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, this is food that has a shelf life of 25 years. This is a great time to stock up on it. This is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com, 30 to 40% off our select storable foods. Let's go to our caller in Russia. David, go ahead.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing good.
Yeah, I'm calling about the two-year anniversary of the Crimean referendum. I've been in Crimea for about 15 years, and I'm looking at what's going on since the referendum, and the hypocrisy that's going on is just amazing. If we listen to what Valenti was saying earlier about what happened in Kosovo, there you had an armed group of Muslims take over part of the country. The international community just approved it, gave them their own country, and so on and so forth. In Crimea, they had a CIA-backed coup using neo-Nazis, overthrow the duly elected government. It may not have been the best government, but it was duly elected. And I'm not just saying it's a CIA-backed coup. If you Google CIA relationship,
yeah, we reported on that quite a bit. You see that there being in the country then. You see the same thing we reported on. This is starting, of course, we know Victoria Nuland has talked about this. We know we've talked about the George Soros NGOs that are behind that. And, of course, that has been the American foreign policy. It's not a policy of defense. It's a policy of chaos. And we see the same thing happening in Syria. Assad is not a perfect guy, okay? But just as we saw in Libya, in spite of what Hillary Clinton says, and of course, lying is her superpower, she can say, we went into Libya and we didn't lose anybody. Really? Really? You not only lost American citizens, you even lost your ambassador. You might remember that, but she doesn't remember that. But the fact is that we have turned that place into an arms bazaar for ISIS. And we just create chaos everywhere we go, overthrowing regimes. So we know the same thing's going to happen in Syria. That's what they're trying to do at the underbelly of Russia. And they started up the Cold War. Now, from my perspective, I don't know what you think about this. My perspective is what's behind this is they want to get the big ticket items of the military industrial complex going again. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, they're doing just stock options and stuff like that with the,
yes,
you know, saying, oh, we're going to bomb Syria and Raytheon's stock goes through the roof. So, you know, they don't even need to start the war anymore. They can do a bubble on the stock market. So,
yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's really...
Well, I agree with you, David. I think that's exactly what's going on. It's interesting that you see the same thing happening there on the ground. Real quickly, because we're about out of time, I want to go to Doug in Tennessee. Doug, you think that we're talking about pushing Trump too much. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a 10-year-long listener to the show, so I'm not. Just please take this criticism in good spirits. When you have Roger Stone on, an operative for the Trump campaign, citing anonymous sources that Ted Cruz offered to drop out of the race in exchange for a Supreme Court seat, that was mentioned a couple Sundays ago and never mentioned since. So apparently, there was nothing to that. Secondly. If I want to listen to Donald Trump,
well, we don't necessarily know, and I mean, you know, Roger Stone has had, even though he uses anonymous sources, he has predicted a lot of stuff like what he said about Romney. That became a public. I agree with you in the sense that I don't want to become a cheerleader for Trump, but I got to say that on these issues of globalism, with the trade treaties, with the climate treaties, with the open borders, these are the things that are the fundamental. Critical path for the globalists, just as we realized the last election, they gave us two candidates, both of who were going to give us Obamacare. The fix was in. We understand the fix was in for this. The only person pushing against that fix on that issue is Donald Trump, and that's a big issue. Join us tonight for returns of these critical states as they come in.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry.